The Maricopa County Community College District is facing a lawsuit over its decision to end its football program. 2018 was the last season for those schools that had football teams, and now a group of 11 players has filed the suit in federal court, arguing the decision is illegal because it has a disproportionate impact on African-American students. The plaintiffs are African-American. Ann Ryman with the Arizona Republic has written about this and joins us now. Ann, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Ann, please give us a little bit more background on who these students are and what exactly they're saying.
These are students who have all played football for the Maricopa Community Colleges, either 1 or 2 years. And all of them, I believe, are on scholarship. So they got scholarships to the community colleges to play football. And now that the district has ended the program, it's really up in the air as to where they're going to go in the future.
And why did the college district end the program to begin with last year? What was their reasoning?
The college officials cited budget reasons. Years ago, the Maricopa Community Colleges used to get some state funding. It wasn't a lot, but it helped their budget. They no longer get that. And also, enrollment has really leveled off in the college district. And so they felt kind of going forward, they're looking to be more efficient. And this was one area that they looked at. They also cited, there's been a lot of emphasis on injuries related to football. And that was another concern, kind of a secondary reason for eliminating the program.
And there are always privacy and legal issues related to big decisions like this. But is there anything, I know the discrimination is the focus of the suit, but were there other concerns expressed related to, let's say, students coming from other parts of the country and deciding, okay, I'm going to play football at this particular school without any warning that it's possible the program could be eliminated?
That is one concern. The JUCO football is really a way that students can get scholarships to the community college, and then they can also, the goal really is hopefully they will go on to like a Division I school. Mm-hmm. And, so that's kind of the goal that they have. And, it's really an educational opportunity for them. There are a number of players who have, paid for their entire 4 years in college, basically by, starting out at the JUCO level, getting scholarships the first 2 years, and then moving on to Division I schools.
And it's interesting to me this is being filed under the Civil Rights Act. I mean, like you said, this is about discrimination. This is a lawsuit from African-American players. Are African-American players and minority players the majority of the JUCO football program?
They are. There were about 358 players this last season, and 62% of them are African-American. So, they're arguing in their lawsuit that they're being disproportionately affected by this decision.
And not the last question, but moving toward the last question, I'm really curious about what the future could hold for this. Because when you have a district of this size making a huge decision like this, I imagine part of the suit is to reverse the decision. There are also, I know, groups out there that say, hey, this is a great tradition. You should not get rid of these programs. What's the progress on that? Is there any momentum to flip it, at least in some partial way?
There is a grassroots effort going on to save the program. They're kind of appealing to, there's three new members of the governing board for the colleges. So there's going to be an appeal to those members to perhaps take a second look at this. The unfortunate thing, though, for the football supporters is that, because of the Maricopa decision, other teams in the state have also made the decision to end their JUCO football. So, Pima Community College in Tucson is no longer going to be offering it. Neither is Eastern or Western. And so, if the program comes back, it does face really some challenges as to, who are you going to play next year?
Last thing and then for you, when you look forward and you consider these efforts to get the program back going and the trickle-down effect it has had on basically ending junior college football in the state, do you see a future for this or do you see a replacement maybe?
That kind of remains to be seen. I mean, a board could always come in and feasibly reverse this decision, and then there would be challenges to kind of rebuilding the program again. I don't think that would be out of the question. I just do think it might be challenging at this point.
Yeah. And Ann, before we let you go, we need to say that KJZZ is licensed to the Maricopa County Community College District. Ann Ryman of the Arizona Republic, thanks for your time.
Thank you.